This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hum Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
Joining us on the line right now from the WWF, he's the media officer, Jonathan Larkin. Good morning.
Morning, Adam.
Now, it's been very exciting because the US has, well, they've done something with their climate change legislation. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, they have. I think everyone's been looking to the US on climate change because we all know they're the biggest economy, they're the biggest polluter. Over 8 long years, they were really not doing much about the environment, and since the Obama administration came in, I think everyone secretly had their fingers and toes crossed that they would take some really interesting action. And we saw that last week they finally did, or at least they started to. They passed a new law through the lower house of the Congress, still got to go through the upper house, that will cut emissions by 2020 and by 2050 as well.
Jonathan, now the powerhouse, the US, has taken over this stance, does it sort of put pressure on other countries to sort of do the same thing?
Yeah, definitely. As I was saying, I think, you know, a lot of people were waiting for a clear signal from the US, a real commitment. And what they've done is basically put their cards on the table and said that, you know, we'd be willing to cut our emissions by this much and we're willing to spend this much money on renewable energy and, you know, all that kind of detail, which has been really encouraging. And a lot of people have already said that this was a real circuit breaker for talks that are going on at the moment. So, yeah, it's a really positive move that we're hoping world leaders really do pay attention to.
Jonathan, have they committed to an actual rate of reduction? A percentage?
Yeah, they've committed to a 2020 target of 23% and a 2050 target of 80%.
Wow.
They're quite big reductions, and although the 2020 target, you know, we'd probably like to see it a little bit higher, you know, you still got to keep in mind that, you know, this is a really big move from a country that, you know, just a couple of years ago was probably one of the main roadblocks to action on climate change.
Jonathan, are they realistic figures? I mean, have they pulled 80% out of the air for that amount of years?
Yeah, I mean, the 2050 target of reducing emissions by 80% is a goal that a lot of countries are looking at.
Right.
Kevin Rudd said that Australia would look at it if there was a strong global agreement. It's difficult, but it's possible. And, you know, something to keep in mind is that you need to have those strong 2020 cuts if you're going to get those big 2050 cuts, because obviously you can't do nothing and then in 2049 go, oh, whoops, you know, time to turn everything around. So we need that strong, you know, target for the next 10 years so that we can get to those big reductions in 2050.
And is there something the individual can do here in Australia that we can help out with this?
You know, I think the best thing to do is basically just keeping climate change on the agenda. We're getting closer and closer to this big conference in Copenhagen, where a decision will be made by world leaders on how the world will tackle climate change. In Australia, our politicians need to know that, you know, we take it seriously, that, you know, a lot of us are concerned or even afraid of, you know, the changes that are happening, and, you know, we want to see some strong leadership. So, you know, get in touch with your local politician. It's really surprising how powerful it can be if you just write a letter. Otherwise, the easiest thing for households to do is start using renewable energy for their power bills. That's just a matter of asking your energy supplier to switch you over.
And one final question, Jonathan. How has the rest of the world reacted to, I guess, the US's legislation changes?
Mm-hmm.
Have they... Go on.
Yeah, quite positive. There's a G8 meeting at the moment, or starting tomorrow, I believe, in Italy, where there'll also be a side meeting about climate change. And it really has sort of put a fire under a lot of people and made them realise that before we get to Copenhagen, everyone is going to need to show their cards, basically, and let everyone know what position they're willing to go to. And a strong lead from the US will be followed by a lot of other countries.
Jonathan, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks very much.
That's Jonathan Larkin, the media officer from WWF. Great to see the US has actually gone out and made a big call.
I'm glad they've kind of set the token for the rest of the world.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.